ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम ज्ञान अतिमिलांदस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्फुटान्तिकं। जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभु नित्यानन्दसद्वैतकृतादर्शनार्थं। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम राम। So far we were talking about how Narad Muni instructed Vyas, and later he followed his instructions, and first he meditated upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his complete form. Complete means that includes all his energies, including Maya, including different energies, Vimala, then Kripa, Akarshini, then Bhakti. There are different energies, but Bhakti is the prominent energy of Chit Shakti. There are three the root energies: Sat Shakti, Chit Shakti and Anand Shakti. So Bhakti is so powerful that it can overcome the influence of Maya Shakti, and it can attract all the living entities. And at the same time, that Bhakti is supported by the mercy, Kripa Shakti of the Lord, Anugraha, you know, Shakti. So Anugraha Shakti.
Bhakti is following Chit Shakti?
Yeah, but Bhakti is coming in Chit Shakti, yes. But it is giving pleasure to the devotee, to the Lord, devotional service. So I sometimes have discussed about it, and it comes under Ananda Shakti also, because it is coming, giving the pleasure to the Lord.
It's Shakti with Sambit.
Sambit.
Sambit, yeah.
Yeah. Ahladini Shakti is Ananda, coming from Ananda. It's calling it. So Vyasadeva, he saw the Lord with all his features, because you cannot see the Lord without his energies. And when you try to see the Lord without his energies, it is not a complete darshan. When Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita about tatvataha, means Lord with his internal, external, all kinds of energies, it is a complete. And last shloka, when we were discussing, it was about anarthopashamam sakshat bhakti yukam yukasaya. So Prabhupada wrote about it, that the material miseries of the living entity, which are superfluous to him, can be directly mitigated by the linking process of the devotional service. Anartha, the word anartha means which is useless, anartha, which is not required. But it can be easily mitigated by the practice of the devotional service. And in the purport to the Prabhupada was writing that the transcendental law cannot be achieved just by following, you know, simple sadhana bhakti. You know, but Prabhupada writes the way that when the Lord is fully satisfied with the sincere efforts of the devotees, He may endow him with His loving transcendental service. He may, it's up to him whether he may give today or he may not give for many lifetimes. So today we will be discussing from text number 7. Right? We will be discussing from text number 7. So we can start with you, text number 7.
Yes,
probably the, we will have to change the numbers because, or no, it's given to you, right?
No, within Khatwang Maharaj style, last 10 minutes before I give.
Oh, okay.
It's for Adhyas, I have not seen
it. No problem.
I did read on message.
It came.
I did see.
So I couldn't get time to read.
I was leaving my house, then I saw.
Regularly, it's not WhatsApp.
It was on.
There's the divorce.
Prabhuji asked, so while we were coming, he asked.
Satana par kis ko liya? Simply by giving oral reception to this Vedic literature, the feeling for loving devotional service to Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, sprouts up at once to extinguish the fire of lamentation, illusion and fearfulness. There are various senses of which ear is the most effective. The sense works even when a man is deep asleep. One can protect himself from the hands of an enemy while awake. But while asleep, one is protected by the ear only. The importance of hearing is mentioned here in connection with attaining highest perfection of life, namely getting free from the three material pangs. Everyone is full of lamentation at every moment. He is after the myriads of illusory things and is always afraid of his supposed enemy. These are the primary symptoms of mental disease, and it is definitely suggested herein that simply by hearing the message of Srimad Bhagavatam, one gets attachment for the Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna, and as soon as this is effected, the symptoms of material disease disappear. So Vyasadeva saw the All Personality of Godhead, and in this statement, the All Perfect Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna is clearly confirmed. The ultimate result of devotional service is to develop genuine love for the Supreme Personality. Love is a word which is often used in relation with man and woman, and love is the word that can be properly used to indicate the relation between Lord Krishna and living entities. The living entities are mentioned as Prakriti in the Bhagavad Gita, and in Sanskrit, Prakriti is feminine object. The Lord is always described the Param Purusha or the Supreme Male Personality. Thus, the affection between the Lord and living entities is something like that between male and female. Therefore, the term love of Godhead is equally quite appropriate. Loving devotional service to the Lord begins with the hearing about the law. There is no difference between the Lord and the subject matter heard about Him. The Lord is absolute in all respects. The Lord is absolute in all respects, and thus there is no difference between Him and the subject matter heard about Him. Therefore, hearing about Him means immediate contact with Him by the process of vibration of the transcendental sound. The transcendental sound is so effective that it acts at once by removing all material affections mentioned above. As mentioned before, a living entity develops a sort of complexity by material association, and the illusory engagement of the material body is accepted as an actual fact. Under such false complexity, the living beings under different categories of life become illusioned in different ways. Even in the most developed stage of human life, the same illusion prevails in the form of many isms and divides the loving relation with the Lord, and thereby divides the loving relation between man and man. By hearing the subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam, this false complexity of materialism is removed, and real peace in society begins. which politicians aspire pursue eagerly in so many political situations. The politicians want a peaceful situation between man and nation and nation, but at the same time, because of too much attachment for material domination, there is illusion and fearfulness. Therefore, the politicians' peace conference cannot bring about peace in the society. It can only be done by hearing the subject matter described in the Srimad Bhagavatam about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. The foolish politicians may go on holding peace and summit conferences for hundreds of years, but they will fail to achieve success. Until they reach the stage of re-establishing our lost relation with Krishna, the illusion of accepting the body as the self will prevail, and thus fearfulness will also prevail. As for the validity of Sri Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there are hundreds and thousands of evidences from revealed scriptures, and there are hundreds and thousands of evidences from personal experience of devotees in various places like Vrindavan, Navrati, Puri. And even in the Kaumudi dictionary, the synonyms of Krishna are given as the son of Yasoda and Supreme Personality of Godhead, Param Brahman. The conclusion is that simply by hearing the Vedic literature Srimad Bhagavatam, one can have direct connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, and thereby one can attain the highest perfection of life by transcending the world miseries, illusion and fearlessness. These are practical tests for one who has actually given a submissive hearing to the readings of Srimad Bhagavatam. So here Prabhupada writes the important
I will take up one more chair. Chair is there.
Seven. So here Prabhupada writes the importance of hearing. Hearing of God's name, fame, pastimes and each and everything related to Lord. But he says by hearing, simply by hearing, there is no difference between Lord and His name, fame and everything. And simply by hearing, soka moha bhaya apaha. These three things, material, these no changes, material disease or material miseries will disappear. Soka means jo chala gaya, past tense mein. Moha matlab present tense. Fear means future tense. Bhaya hota hai future ki. Moha attachment abhi ke liye hota hai, present. And so jo dukh hota hai past tense. Tino material miseries nasht hota hai. Second important thing is tells ki why the word love, the kind of love of God hai. Bhagwan is purush, param purush, and we are feminine nature, prakriti. So the term used love is appropriate. Another thing he writes, whatever may be these politicians say, until and unless they come to the conclusion of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, nothing can happen to them. Another thing is, Prabhupada has done so much work. He was interested writing every day Bhagavatam, translating, writing, translation, correction, printing. Why he was so much worried about Bhagavatam only? Because he knew the truth that this only can mitigate the material miseries of human beings, nothing else can. That he had this message, 100%. That's why he had started every day Bhagavatam should be read, every day Bhagavatam should be heard. Nityam Bhagavata Seva, he has started in all the temples, every day without fail. This is one important. He has done everything because of this. And not only this also, earlier on stage.
You may take another chair if you want, before. Huh.
Yes,
it's all are here, okay. Yes, go ahead.
Our view is that hearing is so important. In first and second chapter also we have written, Srunatamsa Katha Krishna Purna Srapana Kirtanama Sudyantastoya Vatrani. Again, hearing, a lot of importance is given in hearing. So, last conclusion also he says, last two lines, conclusion, he says, only by hearing, all anarthas, material miseries can be mitigated, simply by hearing, oral reception of Bhagavatam. And if we see the history also, Rukmini, before marriage, she never saw. She has only heard of Lord Krishna. And she got attracted and got married. Dvijapatnis, they have heard of Krishna. And they were interested to go, even leaving everything, go. There are so many. They have heard only. Everybody has heard. Hearing Bhagavatam is so much importance, Prabhupada is writing. And this is very important, Prabhupada. Yasyam Vaisraya Mana in the Stay Parampas. Appearance for the papers are certainly.
Yes. Want to share anything, Madhuri, from this?
He's talking about hearing, so I was thinking it's like the mercy of the Lord that even if the last moments of our life, all our organs, everything go out, but the hearing only remains. So if we really hear nicely now, eventually in the end also we'll just be hearing and that will help us.
Yeah, because this is even the medical science also say that.
In Odisha, when I was a child, अभी भी होता है बच्चा जन्म होता है ना सिक्स्थ डे दे स्टार्ट्स भागवतम पढ़ना चालू करते हैं टेंथ कैंड ओनली टेंथ
कैंड
ओनली टेंथ कैंड मरते वक्त भी टेंथ कैंड ही पढ़ते हैं हमारे बच्चे को छः दिन हो गया वो छठी पूजा होता है ना भागवत पढ़ना चालू कर दे पाँच सात दिन तक अगर पूरा नहीं तो उसी दिन तो पढ़ना ही पढ़ना 100% एक चैप्टर दो चैप्टर बच्चे को माँ को दोनों को सुनाएंगे.
That is like, that's what I heard also, that Bhagavatam, hearing, the ears, it is the first organ which, a baby gets in the womb, and it is the last thing which goes, and then person dies, like that. So, it's very much connected.
So many times, Srunu, 7th chapter also.
Yeah.
So many times
he has
every time.
Yes. Anything else? Okay. You want to say something?
Only one point I would like to say that in our Vedic tradition, the transcendental message was passed through hearing only. Whatever Sri Rishi Master says to his disciples. That was passed through, message was transmitted by this process only. I think that this is the most important thing in our devotional life. That hearing, always hearing message.
Yes.
In Ramakrishna Guruji, they are giving emphasis on Krishna being the Supreme Personality of Godhead here. So if you hear of Him. They are talking about hearing and they are also at the same time, connecting that with Krishna, proving everything. There are so many evidences to show that He is the Supreme Personality.
Yes.
So if you have to hear about Him, otherwise it's just like waste of time. You are hearing, but you are hearing the wrong thing.
Yes. So, you want to share about some points?
Yeah, these are what Prabhuji told, Prabhupada is emphasized on Bhagavatam. And then he stopped in between other cantos and he started on the 10th canto focused from the and that is also what Mother is telling, Krishna told to the 10th canto. And this is very much related with the previous Satvat Sanhita. What is Satvat Sanhita, which people do not know, the sincere effort should be given to the oral reception to this Krishna literature.
Yes. In hearing, yes. Or share or something.
Ramji, here the very important point, the oral reception is important. So which kind of oral reception is important, that is also equally important. So here in the shloka it is very clearly stated about the pure loving devotional service only can do this thing. No other oral reception means he has cleared everything. Which kind of oral reception is required for a when somebody comes in a human form of life. So that is the importance here. So the oral reception is not just the kind of material things we hear. The oral reception or these things is required. then these three things can happen. He said about shoka, moha and bhaya.
Yes. Mom, you want to share something? Anything to share with this?
Regarding Harry?
Yeah, any addition. Addition.
We have many examples. Mother Shakti Devi, she heard glories of Shiva and she, you know, she was in. So there are many instances where we can, you know, understand the importance of hearing, how it influences and how it increases our love. By just hearing, we, it, you know, creates love for their personality. So it is such an important thing.
Yes, that's the examples also. We gave like one of Rukmini and then
Vijayapasani,
even Narad Muni. He heard from the Bhaktivedantas.
Nagpatnis
also, Nagpatnyas. Yeah. I mean, there are many, not like, I mean, mostly the devotees they first hear and then they. Yes. You want to share?
I can. So in Gaudiya's, or to be more precise, for ISKCON followers, hearing is the most important anga of devotional life, we can say. Because all it started with Srila Prabhupada, he was recognized by his Guru Maharaj Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur that this boy likes to hear me. It's a very famous pastime when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur took out Brajamandal Parikrama. One evening in Radhakund there was an announcement that Guru Maharaj would be giving evening discourse. But at the same time, there are darshan option also. If some devotees want to go for darshan, they can go and Guru Maharaj will give a talk. So, a lot of people, a lot of devotees went. And Srila Prabhupada thought to stay back and just few were like left behind. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur delivered a talk to them and Prabhupada was one of them. I was just thinking that even while translating this, of course, Prabhupada already went through what we are learning after his writings. Like Prabhupada was already realized on this point. And then during that discourse, one of the disciples, I heard this from my Guru Maharaj, one of the disciples came and he was a bit excited that, oh, I took darshan of Radha Krishna and I went for Radha Kund Parikrama. I'll go and I'll tell Guru Maharaj, I'll tell Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur what kind of deity dressing was and how they were standing and all that things. So he came excited and like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur asked, so where did you happen to go in midst of my class? At Guru Maharaj, I had gone for darshan and Krishna was so beautiful and he could not stop his excitement. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur just asked him very gravely, so how was your eye exercise? So then he elaborated that you can see Krishna only through ears, and that too when your guru, like he speaks, he brings Krishna to you through your ears. And if you just try to avoid that and go that hearing and go and try to see Krishna with your material eyes, all you can do is just exercise, because it's like opening, closing eyes. It's like blinking eyes a lot of times. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur very boldly asked him, how was your eye exercise? And he didn't get at all influenced or convinced or fascinated by his disciples' excitement that, oh, you went for darshan, very good. Like, how was your exercise? So this shows the importance of hearing about Supreme Personality of Godhead from, as Prabhuji said, from the right source, bona fide authority. And hearing about whom is also very important, not just hearing about anyone else. And what I got a bit attracted to the point here, Prabhupada writes, ultimate reason of devotion service is to develop genuine love for the Supreme Personality. Love is a word used for relationship between men and women. I was just thinking, I mean, I don't know, since in my 30 years of life, I haven't heard that if you do bhakti of Hanuman or Shiva, means you start loving them. Generally, what we are taught out of ISKCON bhakti means to serve. I mean, kuch seva karo, unke doodh chadao, phool chadao. But as soon as Krishna comes in center, or devotion to Krishna means love. So that is something very special point about Krishna Bhakti. When Prabhupada translates Bhakti as devotion, loving devotional service, but it's generally seen with Krishna. I mean, I haven't, except ISKCON devotees or maybe except Gaudiyas, there are, I don't know, if do people, they love their person, Aradhya Dev. You know, but when it comes to Krishna, it's pure love.
Yes.
So something very sweet in this verse.
So,
yes. In Kali Yuga, earring is also become so nice. Even though people are having very hectic life, it's like earring can just go on with everything, you know. Even if you're working, you're doing anything, it's like, if you really want to hear, you can hear all the time.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to hear, then you can just not hear anything.
This connection.
So many facilities there for hearing in Kali
Yuga. Sri Prabhupada said in the early chapters of this canto that Krishna consciousness or transcendental loving service is very easy. You just have to hear. That's it. And then he wrote just next line after this that it is so easy just to listen about Krishna's pastimes and Krishna's glories. Even though it is so easy, but still devotees, they don't open it. They read. They don't listen. Prabhupada wrote in that purport that even though it is so easy, but still people, they don't do this. That even in the purport also we are listening that this is the ultimate, you know, tool or the way to, you know, bring the peace in the society, in the world. It's so easy, so easy. You don't have to do anything, just hear, nothing else. Forget about the politician, just see about the devotees also. How many are ready to listen? Yeah, so much. I mean, to listen is sometimes considered to be, you know, inferior. How I can listen someone? You know, I am here to speak. I am not here to listen. But actually, hearing Bhagavatam is just is success. This is the key. This is the only way. Shravanam, because as he was talking about, you know, recently we were talking about when Narad Muni's chapter was going on. So, hearing is something, this particular sense, listening, hearing sense, it is something like a bridge between spiritual and material, you know, world or, you know, energies. Because even though we are spiritual energy, being a living entity, but we are having material bodies. The material bodies are dull, jad, dull. But this question was raised in the prayers of the Vedas, prayers by the Vedas in 10th canto. I believe it's the same chapter. That Parikshit Maharaj was asking how it is possible that using, having this material body, one can be spiritualized. By using some material means, we get some spiritual benediction. How it is possible? This was the question raised by him. Because our body is totally blunt. It's a material body. And how this material body can, you know, allow us to release the transcendental highest mellow, you know, of the Supreme Personality of God. So in that connection it is mentioned that hearing, just by hearing this particular organ, this ear, it is something like very auspicious for everyone. So devotees generally, they should be very careful to save their ears for the lifetime. Even though any other health issues can be, you know, possible, but ears should not get disturbed. Because this is something which can let you survive in the midst of the devotees at any situation of the life. Even though you are physically totally disabled, you know, but hearing, will be on, you can be successful. No. So hearing must be strong. But another point here, Prabhupada has emphasized hearing so much. Right? You talk about hearing so much. Just imagine, just by hearing, by hearing shoka, moha, bhaya, paha. Shoka, moha, bhaya. There are three things. Three Prabhupada writes three pangs. Three material pangs. Right? So, shoka, moha and bhaya, these three things can be mitigated. At the same time, you get the loving devotional service. Earlier we heard about anartha pukamam sakshat bhakti yoga vadaksaje. Just by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, we get so much benefit. Right. Just imagine. And you, would you like to share any of some of the example or some of your experience where any of these three things got mitigated by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam or from Srimad Bhagavatam? I mean from the devotees. Bhagavat means devotee also. So, do you have any experience that any of the three things, either shok or either moh or either bhai, is mitigated just by either reading Prabhupada books or hearing Srimad Bhagavatam or by associating these exalted Vaishnavas? You know, you would like to share anything, something?
Then initially I was going to Vrindavan. I was moving around. Moving means going in these tours.
Okay.
Tours
Yatra. Outside travel tours?
Tours.
Outside conduct, travels,
conductor,
yeah.
Conductor tours.
Yeah.
By our Kansar Prabhuji.
Oh, okay. Yatra kind of.
Yatras.
Okay.
So, subah-subah jata tha. Ek sunta tha, phir ek baje jata tha. Then, ek din mein Prashna Maharaj ko pucha. Bas, yahan baith ke Bhagavat sunna achha hai. Ki Vrindavan charitra ghumna dekhna achha hai. Mata kahin nahi jana, kal se idhar baith ke suna.
Achha.
So, don't go anywhere. Bas, do cheeze kabhi chhodna nahi. एक तो मंगल आरती, दूसरा भागवत क्लास. ये दोनों कभी नहीं छोड़ना. तुम इधर बैठे, तभी से मैं छोड़ दिया. बाकी जब जाना इधर उधर घूमना छोड़ दिया. दिन में तो पूर्व का टूर जाता था.
इट्स स्टिल गोइंग ऑन. या
सो इनिशियली को पूरा नहीं जाना.
यस. एनी अदर डिवोटी वुड लाइक टू शेयर इधर शोक मोह और भय हैज बीन मिटिगेटेड.
Who is that? Lot of pressure while working. Senior people, politicians, finance, so many things you have to do with a specialist. And you do this, you do this. So initial stage of life I used to lot of fear. Kisne bula diya, wo kaam nahi ho raha hai, koi mar gaya, to jan to marte rehte hain. I was having lot of problems. Then jab ISKCON mein aaya, I started reading Bhagavatam. After some time, what will happen? We are in a better stage, soul stage, connecting stage. It will happen whatever it
will.
Yeah. Bhai khatam ho gaya tha.
Yes.
After 2-3 years, not immediately, 2-3 years
when practice,
I convinced
yes.
ki ye sab cheeze ho raha hai, nothing will happen. Jo jiska jo karna hai, karna rije, jo bolna hai, bolna nahi hai. Koi kuch nahi hona. Then
yes.
I got fearless.
Any other devotee?
Some Bhagavatam here. Very good example of Dhruva Maharaj is there, which is which includes lamentation, illusion and shok moho both, and maybe fearfulness small extent, but three things included in the case of Dhruva Maharaj, where he practically go for it, and somehow his mother told him that I do not have any capability to give you what you desire, but only the Lord can award it. So he asked where I can go. So she said, I heard that the great people, great saints go into the forest and meditate. So with that determination to achieve the things, he went into the forest, and somehow when he sees the Lord face to face, then he said that whatever I desired, it was like I was searching for a piece of piece of glass,
mm-hmm.
but I got a diamond. So yes. it is nothing in front of.
Yes, there is no way to lament. There is nothing to lament.
Yes.
Yes.
So all these things are completely mm-hmm. dissolved when you see the Lord.
Yes.
Nagman's experience is a boy, once he started hearing from the Bhakti Vedantis, subsequently
So, anybody else? Any personal?
I mean, when I was doing job, like 3 years back, in a month and half year, and I used to work very vigorously,
mm-hmm.
like practically from 9:30 to 9:12, so 13, 14 hours. And that with PC and many, many things, mail, telephone. So when I used to go home around 11:30, 11:45, then I used to take my dinner.
Mm-hmm.
By 12:15 I don't sleep after taking dinner middle. So I have to hear or read anything for half an hour. And then around 12:45 I have to sleep. So that time when I used to read or hear such kind of things, that gives very peace. And you know, it gives life. I don't know, something substantial is there in our life.
Oh. Okay.
Kind of thing was there. It is really related to only miseries.
Yes. So, you want to say anything?
Not my experience, but I just want to share something what I heard from Guru Maharaj's own experience.
Uh-huh.
So this is somewhere like back in early 80s when Guru Maharaj was like fresh sannyasi, and in Mayapur GBC meeting time, even now we see all sannyasis sit in a row next to Prabhupada and they chant their rounds together. The same thing happened, and one good morning Maharaj Guru was sitting with all sannyasis, and somehow he was chanting, and he says that he just saw around, he saw his god brothers, and he saw a few of them having some really good chadars, you know, shawl, woolen shawl,
mm-hmm.
wrapped nicely, and Maharaj just saw him,
simple.
Just chanting, and then he came to his room, and normal thing was going out for meeting, 9 o'clock ka session hota hai. And one devotee happened to come, and Maharaj, shawl for you. And Bhimaj says he was so happy. I mean, happy in a way, he was like, maybe Radha Madhav heard my prayers, or he even says maybe my rounds were very pure, that what I desired I got immediately in a very short period of time. So he was very happy, excited, with his shawl is moving around. Went for 2-3 days, and one good morning he was with again the same assembly chanting round with his new chadar. And even today I observed he has a habit, when he sits to chant, he takes off things, his watch, his glasses, his shawl, everything, he keeps aside and he chants. Then back in that days he did same thing, and then they all stood for Guru Puja, and he came to room and he lost his chadar. And he learned that he lost his chadar, and the Guruma says he was a bit sad, that oh, hard, I mean, after a lot of, not trouble, but ek to mila, and for a short time, I lost it. So then he contemplated many things, that pleasure in this material world, ikshan bangur, and things are very temporary. But then he says that he tried his best to give himself the best philosophy, but he failed. He was still sad. And then he just thought, okay, what to do? And then he happened to see Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is like non-different than Srimad Bhagavatam. So he just randomly opened, and his eyes were on the page where there was a verse where Mahaprabhu tells Sanatana Goswami, don't wear good, don't eat good, you are a sadhu, you are a sannyasi, this is not meant for you. And he said, when I read this, I was over happy that, okay, Krishna is, actually, I mean, Mahaprabhu is more merciful, he's taking me out of whatever sorrow or temporary illusion
yes.
I had. And then Maharaj said that perfect thing on the perfect time. So I was just remembering that
mm.
his sorrow or his whatever was
yes.
taken off by Chaitanya Charitamrita. And this realization of a lot of devotees, when they are upset, they randomly open and they find the solution out of it.
It happens because
yeah.
devotees, they are all not, you know, we are in the process. we go through many varieties of our, you know, Krishna consciousness. But in some time we do have fear what will happen in the future, you know, and I have seen some devotees are very much disturbed even because there are many who are coming to ask something and they are very fearful. Sometimes they are very much miserable and very much disturbed, and sometimes they are attracted to certain thing which, you know, you feel to be very, you know, what is this? Is it attracted with, you know? But those kind of devotee can also be benefited highly by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And practically, everyone is facing these material pains. Everyone is facing these material pains. So hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is non-different from the Lord Himself, as earlier also we discussed. Yeah. When right now we are talking about Srimad Bhagavatam, this Srimad Bhagavatam discussion about Srimad Bhagavatam, the Lord Himself is present here. And how I say, by the listening of all of you, I could just think one thing, that one can do something, you know, the highest activity in Krishna consciousness is to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, along with, you know, devotees. Best, this is what Sanatana Goswami did.
325-25.
That's it. Just listen Srimad Bhagavatam in among the, and it may be whatever it is, like, but this exercise, even today what we are doing, this exercise will definitely boost our Krishna consciousness without doubt. Yeah. Because this is what we are hearing now. Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Vishwanath Chakri Thakur says, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is so auspicious that it can give us all the possible benediction to you. Yeah. Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So now just imagine of those people who are engaging others also in hearing, what benefit he will get. Yeah. And now just see about those devotees who are speaking Srimad Bhagavatam. He is given even better. Yeah. And even better than that, the one who is engaging others to speak Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah. Just imagine what will be his position. Just by hearing you get so much, but you are engaging others to speak Srimad Bhagavatam, which will cause others benefited like hundreds and thousands, like, you know. Now, for example, Srila Prabhupada, he has made so many Bhagavad speakers, you know, who talk on Srimad Bhagavatam. And what benefit devotee gets? In other words, Srimad Bhagavatam should be read not to, you know, give lectures. Radha Govind Maharaj said this thing. Once I was talking to Radha Govind Maharaj said, never read Srimad Bhagavatam just to, you know, talk like a parrot. You will read and how I will deliver to other, how I will deliver to other. You read it for yourself and then you just try to do some service, you know, by delivering it, then it will happen automatically. You don't have to do anything yourself.
Yeah. But once one might say, when I read for myself, because even if I read 2-3 times, I just read, but when I think I have to present it to someone, or here, or the lecturer, or somewhere, we read meticulously, we write down the points, make
the
references, and make it a better...
Prabhupada also said, devotees should prepare when, before going to deliver some speech, they should prepare always.
Tendency of mind, when you pressurize mind, it works better.
But
But yeah, it should be read for me.
It is not here also, in the other topics of the medical topics, when you give a lecture, then you have to read so many things so that you can present related things. Because anybody can ask, you can get a better understanding, better explaining a particular thing.
But I think Radha Govind Maharaj, when he was talking to us, that time I think he showed that so much faith he has in Srimad Bhagavatam, because he has spent his own whole life in that. So he thinks that just by understanding Srimad Bhagavatam, you get everything what you require. You don't need to, you know, deliver. You know, when I was asking him about some tips when, you know, giving Bhagavatam discourses, Maharaj says simple one thing: keep peace at mind, you know, be peaceful. When you are talking about Srimad Bhagavatam, be peaceful. And whatever it comes by itself, you know, just follow that. You don't need to be very much, you know, into systematic presentation. Because Krishna takes care of all that part. So, of course, it is not just to criticize toward doing systematic. But the idea is to depend more on, you know, the Lord and His mercy than our own endeavors of delivering, you know. So, that also, of course, that includes that sincere endeavors should be there, but so both the ways is required. But this Srimad Bhagavatam hearing itself is so auspicious, and this is something, you know, we feel something that why devotees are still not engaged in this service. Yeah. And though there are many devotees who are not doing this exercise every day. Yeah. Who are not doing this. I mean, just, you know, this can be the fear, can be, you know, that what will ISKCON, you know, devotees, what will be the future of ISKCON devotees when they don't read Prabhupada books, when they don't read Srimad Bhagavatam, when they don't get the light of Srimad Bhagavatam, where, as you said, the Srimad Bhagavatam, why Prabhupada focused so much on it? You know, he translated, I mean, why he did not focus any other book? Why he was giving more importance to Srimad Bhagavatam? And this is for us. And if he, you know, will come to know that how, you know, the devotees are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, discussing his purports, just imagine how he will be happy. And when Prabhupada is happy, Prabhupada will give whatever we lack. Prabhupada can give whatever we deserve, whatever we require to get. And he has all power. Krishna has given him everything. So Prabhupada has everything with him. Whatever he wants to give, he can give. So I was just thinking about this, yeah. Shoka moha bhaya paha. Yeah. One of his favorite sloka. This sloka, one of his favorites. Because once he came to our house here, was sitting here when Padmaji was sitting here, and he asked this sloka, and he, like 45 minutes or 1 hour he was here, and he did not do anything, no talk, how are you, nothing, not very few, maybe hardly 1 or 2 minutes. He just made everyone to remember this sloka. He asked everyone, so many people, that how many of you remember this sloka? So very few said. And then he made it, you know, within 1 hour that everyone remembers. And he asked everyone one by one, okay, now say. He made it possible, yes.
So he was telling that the devotee should live Bhagavatam, like whatever Bhagavatam principles
LIV.
Are there, whatever principles Bhagavatam are there, he should reflect in his own personal life. Then his life is successful.
Yes, that's the last
whatever
line of this, purport of the last line. Last line is.
Simply by hearing the Vedic literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, one can have direct connection.
No, even the last line, the last one.
These are practical tests for one who has actually given a submissive hearing to the readings of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Yes, so the last line.
the point you are telling, no, Prabhu, about Radha Govind Maharaj, in that he, like Prabhuji also said, when we are reading for others, giving class, then we read very meticulously. But the point you are also telling is Radha Govind Maharaj wants us to read first to us, then for others. So this may be like Swayam Prachar. When you do Swayam Prachar, then you can do Prachar to others. So maybe in that point, when Maharaj want to say.
Yes. And also when you have Swayam Prachar, so you know what difficulty you get, what things, what are the you know, mental situation, what question may arise and all. So it would be even easier for you to preach. Yeah. So I mean, it's Prabhupada himself, I read one statement by Prabhupada that I want all my disciples to make some preparation before they go to deliver any speech. There was a statement by Prabhupada. So this is Prabhupada's desire that you make some preparation. But it doesn't mean that it should only for making this.
But he has told somewhere that it should be instant also.
You'll be ready, same line. In the same line, I mean what you're saying. In the same reference, in the same article, same word, I think letter, same way it writes, in case if devotees are required to speak on the spot, they should be prepared for that. Prabhupada is just following that line. And, I mean, it is not something we have to prepare, I mean, you know, like...
Prabhuji,
like,
I have seen from personal experience, if we are learning very nicely, every day if you hear Srimad Bhagavatam class for anybody, not necessarily your own spiritual master, anybody if you are hearing very nicely every day, you know, whenever you go to give lecture, somehow or the other, it just comes to you, just remember it. We can't remember everything we are hearing every day, but at that moment when you are talking, somehow the exact something you will remember somebody has said.
That is what I think Radha Govind Maharaj was saying.
So in this context, like I read Srila Prabhupada, one of the early days of his convent, Srila Prabhupada was in some temple in USA. And it happened there was no class. And then Prabhupada inquired Shuddha Kirti Prabhu why there is no class. So he asked temple president why there is no class. And that Prabhuji said, well, tell Srila Prabhupada devotees are not around, no one is in temple, so for whom should be the class? Then Prabhupada gave this heavy understanding that Srimad Bhagavatam in ISKCON temples is for the pleasure of deities. We speak Bhagavatam for Krishna's pleasure. Like Govindaji, he likes to hear his own glories. So that's the mood of having Bhagavatam classes every single morning. And then Prabhupada made it that right now you start class. If no one is there, you sit, play Kartal Singh, Kala Madhav, and you make sure you speak for 45 minutes. So this is the, in a way, understanding of Bhagavatam, like serving Lord is for Krishna's pleasure. So and like what you are saying about Radha Govind Maharaj, like I was with my Guru Maharaj when Radha Govind Maharaj got his stroke, and we happened to go and see him in his apartment in Vrindavan. So Maharaj was crying, Radha Govind Maharaj, and he told my Guru Maharaj that Maharaj, aisa ashirwad dijiye ke bas ye jeeva ki sarthakta ho jaye, fir se main Bhagavat katha Bhagwan ki prasannata ke liye karta. So it's like what Radha Govind Maharaj is saying and what Prabhupada said, it's for Lord's pleasure. That's first point. And that's for his pleasure. Of course, it's for self-improvement also, or for self-deliverance. It's first for Krishna's pleasure. Like as we even say Kirtan, it's for Krishna's pleasure. So this Bhagavatam understanding is also in the very similar
This is what
way.
The name of the Lord is Uttama Shloka.
Yes.
Which is, the Lord is glorified by the recitation of the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. Yes.
Also in one of his lectures, in third canto's lectures, somewhere he told that you should go on reading my books, Srimad Bhagavatam, Nectar of Instruction, Nectar of Devotion. Although you could not understand, just read. It is not like that you read some part of my book and then ask, what is this, Srila Prabhupada? What is this, Srila Prabhupada? Don't ask like this. Just go on reading. And then you will understand what
I think many of you, many of us have the same experience. Before, in the beginning days, I mean, when I opened Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, first chapter, first lord, first paragraph I was like, what is this?
Yes.
You know, I can't understand anything. You know, but you're just keep on reading and reading, and Krishna empowers that you then actually see this is what we see, we realize this thing, our own selves. That the thing which you could not understand, now you are able to understand what does that mean? Krishna is helping you. So it works. It's not that, you know, it is something, you know, just a theoretical talk what we are making. It's actually practical. We see this thing is happening to us. So therefore should we very much, you know, keeping emphasize on. As you are talking about the, you know, Srimad Bhagavatam, it was like a big, you know, pain when I was in Western countries, especially in America. There, it's not only one temple, there are many temples, even in Europe, you know, they don't have Srimad Bhagavatam class in the temple.
They don't have?
No.
They don't have. Even today, either they play Prabhupada's tape or even they skip that someplace.
I spoke to one of the temple president and he was talking to me and I said, don't have Srimad Bhagavatam at all? So he said, no. For whom, Prabhuji? There is nobody today. Listen.
Western now, devotees problem is there.
Yeah, I mean, that is a great requirement for us to expand it. I mean, this is why I told about this point. It is not that, oh, it's so lamenting, it's so painful, ISKCON is, you know, getting disturbed by such things. No, the point is that we need to be more sincere to follow Srila Prabhupada. It begins from us. It doesn't begin from, you know, somebody else. If we follow, then people will see and they will follow. Yeah. So, it's a very nice loka.
This is 325-25.
Yes, that is what we are doing.
What Prabhuji told that maybe very for duties pleaser, maybe he can come in maturity stage for at least me. But this Bhai Shobh Moh, this is really good.
Good outcome, huh?
This is good outcome. Even when we are coming here, when I began actually, when I used to listen to Prabhupada's audio lecture, that time in the morning I used to listen and then I used to go for my routine shift job and all. So then I was so happy, then I used to think whatever happens now, whoever say anything, no problem. I am fully trapped. Mera din ban gaya. Jisko jo bolna hai karna, no problem. So, like this, I was...
no shock.
No shock. And here also now we are coming, hamna sudhre RN traffic, this all this shock full, whole day we are in shock only college. Then we are coming. Then फिर घर छोड़ के इधर आने का है. Then भय of the traffic. But every time we are going, we are so happy. Okay, बहुत अच्छा रहा. आज आ गया ना. While going, we are very much. While coming, we are अरे क्या.
Most practical.
Most practical. So this we are feeling that.
Most latest
proposal. Very good. Okay, so we can go to next, hopefully.
The degree is also required to go. The
yes.
Degree we hear, then the degree we lose, more bhaya shoka, like that. That is also, the degree we keep precisely Srimad Bhagavatam, to that degree we lose this thing. Otherwise, just hearing that, just taking it, not work.
Also, in many scriptures, even Chaitanya Charitamrita also, we get this that Adav Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangha, and then Bhajana Kriya means you listen, and you know, when you listen, then what is it? Shravanadi Suddhi Chitta Karaya Udaya. Just you listen, then everything follows automatically. So easy. Just listen. Nothing else. Just hear. Go to the devotees. You know, like arrange this kind of, you know, meeting when all the devotees are together. Discuss Srimad Bhagavatam. You know, and this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to do.
Mm.
You know, when he used to spend all night, I mean, of course we have to stop at some time. But, but he used to do whole night, you know. I mean, you can now understand the word. I mean, at his position with the wonderful Swarup Damodar and wonderful Ramananda Rao and you know all this, what relishing he would be having. You know.
So basically, yatras are meant for that.
Okay? That this is my only reason.
15 days, we will go and family will not
come. Just and just ready. Yes, this associating devotees is the only object of yatra. You know, yatra is just we keep some auspicious place. That's it. But the idea is to be, you know, be with the devotees. Okay, so you are going to take 8.
I read translation directly.
Okay.
The great sage Vyasadeva, after compiling the Srimad Bhagavatam and revising it, taught it to his own son, Sri Sukadeva Goswami, who was already engaged in self-realization. Srimad Bhagavatam is a natural commentation of Brahma Sutras compiled by the same author. This Brahma Sutra or Vedanta Sutra are meant for those who are already engaged in self-realization. Srimad Bhagavatam is so made that one becomes at once engaged in the path of self-realization simply by hearing the topics. Although it is especially meant for the Paramahamsas or those who are totally engaged in self-realization, it works into the depth of the hearts of those who may be worldly men. Worldly men are all engaged in sense gratification, but even such men will find in this Vedic literature a remedial measure for their material disease. Sukadeva Goswami was a liberated soul from the very beginning of his birth, and his father taught him Srimad Bhagavatam. Among his mundane scholars, there is some diversity of opinion as the date of compilation of Srimad Bhagavatam. It is, however, certain from the text of the Srimad Bhagavatam that it was compiled before the disappearance of King Parikshit and after the departure of the Lord Krishna. When Maharaj Parikshit was ruling the world as a king of Bharatavarsha, he chastised the personality of Kali. According to the revealed scriptures and astrological calculation, the age of Kali in its 5000 year. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam was compiled not less than 5000 years ago. Mahabharata was compiled before Srimad Bhagavatam, and the Puranas were compiled before Mahabharata. That is an estimation of the date of compilation of different Vedic literatures. The synopsis of Srimad Bhagavatam was given before the detailed scripture under the instruction of Narada. Srimad Bhagavatam is the science for following the path of Nivritti Marga. The path of Pravritti Marga was condemned by Narada. That path is the natural inclination for the conditional soul. The theme of Srimad Bhagavatam is the cure of the materialistic disease of a human being, or stopping completely the pangs of material existence. So here, Prabhuji, I want to make a point that first of all, this literature, the great literature, where in the purport also Srila Prabhupada mentions that this Srimad Bhagavatam can deliver even a materialistic person, even a worldly minded people. And this scripture is also meant for the Paramahamsas. Both are the extreme cases, but this scripture is meant for both kinds of person. But to whom we should hear this Srimad Bhagavatam, and to whom is the most powerful person to hear this Srimad Bhagavatam is also mentioned. So the author himself is telling who is the most authoritative person to tell the Srimad Bhagavatam, and the receptor, the speaker and the receptor, both are equally potent. So here the point is, although we are getting this Srimad Bhagavatam as it is from the parampara, but why we are not able to get that nectar, why we are not able to get the same realization which Sukadeva Goswami received. So that is like the fertility, how much fertility in our heart. If it is a barren, then the Srimad Bhagavatam may not be there realized so nicely. But if it is fertility, like there is means the heart of Sukadeva Goswami is fully fertile, so he could receive the things, and because he was self realized, so he has received the knowledge as it is. And why we are not able to receive? Because our heart is not that much fertile. That our Bhakti Lata Bridge is still on the barren land, so that is why we are not able to receive it. So Srila Prabhupada also mentioned that in the last line, the theme of Srimad Bhagavatam is the cure for the materialistic disease of a human being, while stopping completely from the pangs of materialization. So he also want to say that in the end of conclusion that this Srimad Bhagavatam is only the cure. Finally, so one has to keep continuing reading of Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is only going to relieve us from all the miseries.
Yes. Yeah, sir, you want to share something?
Yeah, so this one, I just Prabhupada ji established the date of the Bhagavatam here. So that, why did not it come with Vishnu Swami and Madhvacharya, and why Krishna did not come? It came some around 1200 century after or something.
Oh.
Open.
Srimad Bhagavat.
Yeah, like Vishnu, Lakshmi and all those were earlier.
Yes.
By
well, Srimad Bhagavatam was available since 5000 years.
Yes, that is right. But the Radha Krishna worship was not...
Yes, because of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not allow anyone to get that, because without his mercy nobody can get it. So until he himself gives that, nobody has power to give that. So, because for us Prabhupada is there, otherwise we cannot understand even Srimad Bhagavatam. Like that.
Yeah, he has
particularly
established the time.
Yeah, yes. Yes, he has given the when he was writing this purport, it was like 5000 years, as what he writes. Exact 5000 years, he says. Yeah. The age of Kali is in its 5000th year.
Mm.
He writes in the purport, the year he was writing this commentary. So he has given that. I mean, he knew that exact date.
It was quite Gupta till Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yes, yes. That reason is given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he kept, you know, a curtain on these wonderful pastimes of Radha Krishna, even for Chaitanya Leela. Nobody knew.
That also after his going,
yes,
things
came. Only by his mercy this curtain was removed, then the people couldn't show that is Radha Krishna. Even though they used to read, but they could not understand.
Because mundane scholars put it in some 1200th century and all.
This book?
Yeah.
Oh, really? But 1200 is not much, I mean.
Yeah, means something like that.
I mean, 5000 years should be there.
Weber and all these people, no, sir.
They don't have any knowledge, ignorant.
Yeah. Other Purans they put back date, but this Puran they put back.
Yes, because they are not followers of Bhagavata. So they cannot appreciate Bhagavata.
British scholars, no?
They cannot appreciate. Yes, you want to share anything? Are you sure?
chemical reaction lagane.
One point was the same, like it is in the one point was same. When we are told already, told nearly which year now.
Yeah.
The time of Bhagavatam mentioned in the footnote.
Mm-hmm.
Last time is what I said. The theme of your Bhagavatam is the cure of materialistic disappointing or stopping completely thanks of material existence. Which means that, you know, by reading Srimad Bhagavatam, you will be get broadly cured and will go back from back to contact.
Yes.
Know, stopping completely.
Yeah, he writes all the three banks, last line. Banks of material existence. Last word.
No, last word.
Banks of material existence.
Banks of material existence, yes.
It's a mo. Mo is one of the very important, you know, like, mo is illusion. You know, Maya. So what? This is what we are victim of, Maya.
That's the reason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. So, Manu, you want to share something on this?
Prabhupada says that Brahma Sutra or Vedanta Sutra, they are meant for only those who are already engaged in self-realization. But Srimad Bhagavatam is compiled in such a way that it even affects. It even works on materialistic people.
Hmm.
This is
what do you want?
Hare Krishna.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry. Okay. Very good. Yes. The Srimad Bhagavatam is not only for Paramasite. It helps, you know, same way as... You know. Yes, you want to share something with you?
Translation.
So
actually
Shubhya Goswami
was first in that
thing
personally.
Yes.
He
was not actually worshipping the Lord, actually he was personal feature. No. It was Brahma Bodh. Maybe after he heard from Vyasdev only, then he started relishing the nature.
Yes.
After Srimad Bhagavatam, after he heard from Shubhya Goswami, Vyasdev. That's what it mentioned, no? He taught his to his own son. Any father who first he likes, then he, you know, the natural tendency of the father. If you like, you give to your son. This is a simple thing. So that's what Vyasa Dev did.
So means the Shukadeva Goswami is already knowing the Vedanta Sutra and all other things.
Yes.
And because you said like father want to give the best
to the son.
So he gave his best.
Actually, Srimad Bhagavatam is considered, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declared Srimad Bhagavatam to be the official, commentary on Vedanta Sutra. Because after finishing Vedanta Sutra, you know, he started this. That means that he concluded with this, Srimad Bhagavatam. That is even Prabhupada writes, commentation of Brahma Sutras. Compiled by the same author. He writes. Yes. You want to share, Prabhu?
Prabhuji, after the birth of Shukadeva Goswami left house, and Vyasadeva ran after him. He gave four slokas to his disciples for his son. After listening two slokas, he came back. When did he spoke to Bhagavatam to his son?
Yes, it's a good question. Actually, what happened when Shukadeva Goswami was in the womb of mother, Vyasadeva, actually he did a lot of tapasya. And then, you know, he got his son. And then he stayed there in the womb for 12 years, in the womb of the mother. And he was not ready to come out. And Vyasadeva asked him, Shukadeva, you please come out. He said, no, I will not come out. I said, no, you have to come out, you know, you have to. He said, no, I will not come out at all. Then he said, why you don't want to come out? Then he said that I first want to get rid of all kinds of attraction of Maya. Once I get that Brahma Bhuta stage, then I will come. Otherwise, I will get attracted to Maya. So I won't come out. But then Vyasadeva, he was not happy. He was very much disturbed. He wanted to bring his son out, but he was very much disturbed. He could, and his son was not listening to him also, because he wanted to stay, you know. And of course, he said that you are also attracted to, you know, Maya. So what about me? How I believe that what you say, you know, is correct. I don't want to get attracted to Maya. You are also an illusion. So Vyasadeva, he then went to Dwarka and he met Krishna in Dwarka. And then he asked Krishna to help him. And Krishna from Dwarka, he came along with Vyasadeva to mother of Sukadeva Goswami. And Krishna himself gave him assurance, you know, that see, whatever Vyasa is saying, it will happen, and I am being the Supreme Lord, I give you assurance that once you come out, no problem, you won't be attracted to Maya. And then Krishna asked him to, you know, talk about Srimad Bhagavatam to him. And then Vyasadeva, he say that I read somewhere, third canto, text number, chapter 21, text number 5.
Two slokas.
Ahobakyam, one about his mercy.
The second one, the Varahamidang
Matamaroko. That is about his beauty. About his mercy, one slok for his mercy and one slok for his beauty. Only by hearing these two slokas, he came out. Well, as soon as he came out, he took immediately vanprastha and started walking. But some acharya says
this shloka is listened in the womb alone.
Yes, in the womb, these two
not
slokas.
Not in the jungle.
No.
But,
these two slokas.
We heard he sent his disciples to call him back with four slokas. And after hearing these initial two slokas, he came back.
Yeah. This is it. They also say that Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam was recited to him, but it was synopsis only, not the full synopsis of Srimad Bhagavatam. And he came back, and then after, yes, exactly, after hearing these two slokas, he agreed to listen what his father has created. Yes.
Then he came back home.
Yes.
Then he listened to Bhagavatam.
And then he went.
Yes.
Then after that, he went again for giving lecture for
to Parikshit.
Yes,
yes, yes. So that is what I understood. I mean, Srimad Bhagavatam, to bring him out from the womb, he gave a little synopsis of Srimad Bhagavatam, not the whole, but just by hearing about something about Srimad Bhagavatam, he came out. But then after hearing the sloka, he agreed to listen to his father, whole Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is, you know, after compiling the Bhagavatam, he is revising it. Again, the revising word is here. It means Srimad Bhagavatam was already created earlier. As earlier I was talking, you know, last time. But because Narad Muni instructed to make some changes, so he made some changes. And this is the final version, what we are having right now. It is not that two different Bhagavatam, it is not like that. That this Bhagavat is different and the earlier is different. The same Bhagavat, but it is revised version. Because it is now, what is the word, particular word is used here? Revised, what is that revised? Sanskrit.
Bhakti Anukrame.
Haan, okay. Bhakti Anukrame.
Kritva Anukrame.
Where is it? Is?
Anukramya.
By yeah, Kritva, having done correction, okay. Kritva Anukramya, according to Anukramya.
Mm-hmm.
Anukramya means to purify all the, problem he commit, you know, made. Actually, Vyasadeva, he was very much disturbed to see the condition of the Kali Yuga, which was so much, you know, in the beginning, it was just the beginning of Kali Yuga, he was so much disturbed. Yeah. What is this? I mean, he was so much disturbed, and then, you know, he, you know, purified everything, and he could realize, connected with the Narada, instruction of Narada Muni, that you have made the scriptures in such a way that ignorant people will be attracted easily. Yeah. And then he could realize, he could see it. So he purified his Srimad Bhagavatam by the instruction of Narada Muni. He made it this way. Some different kalpa, it is mentioned about Srimad Bhagavatam, about Shukadev, that when Vyasadev, he was doing tapasya to get a son, he got a benediction from Lord Shiva that you will get a very powerful son, like who will be some total of all five elements of material world, you know. So he was very much happy with, but he was doing tapasya and then he was supposed to do yajna. So when he was doing tapasya, so Indra was disturbed by that. Indra thought that again this guy is trying to, you know, capture my position. I don't know how Indra is feeling all the time this, but you know, you know, I mean, it's something like, you know, whenever somebody is doing tapasya, I mean, the first person which comes in the picture is Indra. You know, I mean, if I mean the it gives that the, you know, whoever is on the position of any authority, he is always victim, you know, mainly a victim of agar Indra. Indra is not, you know, free from that. You know, what about the ordinary people here? You know, you ask them for, you know, get rid of position of leadership or guru or GBC or impossible. You know. But he came there, but he sent one apsara called Gatachi. Some apsara was there. So that apsara, she came, well, Vyasadeva was performing yajna, and because of her beauty, Vyas first did not welcome because he knew that this is to allure me. He understood, but because she was so beautiful, so he was attracted for a while in the mind, but he did not show that I was attracted. So, but that was attracted. But because of his not welcoming that apsara, Sukadeva goes to that apsara got scared, and she took the form of parrot. And because even the parrot was so beautiful, so he could not stop Vyasadeva, and he discharged the semen, you know, on the stick where he was using in fire sacrifice, on the stick. I mean, he was supposed to ignite the fire with that, the wood, the stick. So he did not notice this, that he, you know, he had done this. And after that parrot gone, he used that same wood and he created fire out of it. And from that the sun, you know, Shukadeva Goswami appeared. You know. So this mentioned in some of other kalpas. Not this kalpa, but some other kalpa. It is mentioned. This way Shukadeva Goswami appeared. So I mean, it's a very, you know, powerful personality, Shukadeva Goswami. It's not ordinary person. Yes, you wanted to share something?
This verse, it's like Srila Prabhupada is establishing authority of Srimad Bhagavatam. The theme, the only solution, the science, everything, it's just Bhagavatam. And like in that context, it's for both. As Prabhu said, that there has to be some qualification to hear Bhagavatam also. And even in the purport, Srila Prabhupada said, it is meant for Paramhamsas. So that's one understanding. For devotees, it is there. And also for karmis.
Yes, that is the Bhagavat light of Bhagavatam.
So it's like the divinity of Bhagavatam. Like Krishna is unlimited, Bhagavatam is also unlimited. We can't limit, it's only for devotees. Or you are meat eater, you can't read Bhagavatam. No, it's not that.
Yes.
It's like...
Same quality of holy name, same quality of the Lord.
It's unlimited. And like what I understand, it's also Prabhupada has said, for devotees, it's like, you know, we can improve our devotional standards by surrendering to Bhagavatam. And for karmis, it's like to leave their pravritti mark and accept nivritti mark. So it's always beneficial. Whoever approaches, it's like fire. Anyone touches gets gets the reaction. So it's like Bhagavatam is something very live, something very divine. And then like no limits for its glories.
Yeah, because it is non-different from the Lord.
Non-different from Krishna.
Non-different from Lord. Only thing what we realize after going through text by text of Srimad Bhagavatam along with the transcendental purports of Srila Prabhupada, we realize this truth more and more, and our faith and conviction increases that this is non-different from Krishna. Or else the pleasure what we derive, you know, you can imagine that what Krishna, you know, is just by having Krishna with us at least for 1 hour on Monday.
Yes.
You get so much.
I had like same thought during early days of this session. I came and in the first or second class itself, while going home, I was just thinking, I was talking to myself, this is so blissful. Like sitting with devotees and just opening Bhagavatam, reading, discussing, that gives us so much positivity, so much like broad vision of devotional life. So many things what we don't know, what we don't think even.
Yeah.
You know, it's something that's keeping me on, like for this, whatever, get late from office or whatever, but no, yahan Monday wala session to karna hi hai. So
yes,
it is something very powerful exercise.
Yes. The credit goes to the first batch students of Bhakti Sastri. they requested us to study, you know, Srimad Bhagavatam like this. So we stop here.
Technical study.
In the bottom.